Yeah, hello.
Hi, this is Matilda with Extremity Plus, America's local supplemental limb supplier. Can I ask who I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Yeah, this is Lenny.
Hi, Lenny. How are you doing today?
I want to know who's calling. That's how I'm doing.
I'm Matilda with Extremity Plus. Have you heard of us before?
No, not really.
Sorry, have I caught you at a bad time?
No, now's a great time. Go ahead.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I'm reaching out here today because we at Extremity Plus are heading into our annual summer blowout sale, and my records indicate that you'd be a prime candidate for our...
Yeah, Extremity Plus. I see the ads for you guys on the buses up in Midtown.
Oh, you have heard of us. Great.
Yeah, not my neighborhood. But Midtown, when I get up there, I see it on the buses. Extremity Plus. Why don't you guys advertise in Brooklyn?
You know, I'm not sure why we don't advertise in Brooklyn, sir. I am just a telemarketer. This is my day job.
Yeah, anyways, I'm listening.
Sure. Well, we are America's only local supplemental limb supplier. For a few weeks only, all our products will be 30% off.
I see. Look, Matilda, I appreciate the call, but I'm going to have to think about it before I buy. I just want to know this stuff really, really works before I hook some nonsense up to my brain, you know?
Sure. I understand.
My wife's on my ass to get a vasectomy for the past 3 years. I've even said, no, I get Extremity Plus. Well, how the hell is that going to look? You know what I'm saying, Matilda?
Absolutely, I understand. Are you sure I can't interest you in, say, a pinky finger or anything?
Call me back, Matilda. I gotta think about it, alright?
Oh, okay.
Alvin?
Hi, this is Matilda with Extremity Plus, America's local supplemental limb supplier. Can I ask with whom I have the pleasure of speaking today?
Alvin?
No, not Alvin. My name is Matilda. I'm reaching out today because
Sorry, dear, no English. Hello?
Hi, this is Matilda with Extremity Plus, America's local supplemental limb supplier. Can I ask with whom I have the pleasure of speaking today?
Hi.
Have I got you?
Yes.
I'm reaching out today because we at Extremity Plus are heading into our annual summer blowout sale, and my records indicate that you'd be a prime candidate for the Perfect Reacher 2000. It's our newest arm model.
You said your name is Matilda?
Calling with Extremity Plus. Yes, that's right.
Matilda! Hi, it's been a while.
Sorry? What do you mean?
Oh, come on. Don't you know who you're talking to?
No, sorry. Should I?
Come on. 44 Acre Lane? I mean, geez. You used to call me Sweet Pea?
Oh my God.
It's probably one of the sweetest pet names anyone's ever used for me.
Is that Amy?
Amy, yeah. Amy Powell.
I always wonder about my exes. Where are they now? How did things turn out? Where did my red plaid shirt go? Do they ever think about me? I'm Jonathan Mitchell, this is The Truth, and today's story is about a chance encounter between two people who've spent years wondering about each other.
Psst, you didn't hear this from me. But Normal Gossip is back for a sixth season. Join host Kelsey McKinney as she shares the juiciest gossip from the real world. Each episode, she's joined by a special guest, and you might recognize a couple this season from the Radiotopia universe. Normal Gossip, named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, is out now on all your favorite podcast platforms. New episodes starting April 17th.
And now back to Phone Bank Kismet.
Wow, Amy.
It's been a while, huh?
Yeah, God, no kidding. How are you?
I'm good. I'm, you know.
Yeah, you're all over the place now.
Yeah, wow. Things kind of blew up.
Wowza. Well, I was not expecting that. Sorry.
Yeah.
I can just, you know, I'll just let you get back
No, Matilda,
Yeah?
Sorry. No, I mean, it's great to hear from you. I've got a few minutes if you'd like to chat. I mean, we don't have to.
No. I'd really like to.
We were just,
you know,
an idea.
I'm at work, is all.
Mommy?
So I...
Oh, hold on. What's up, sweetie?
A bad dream. The monster again.
The monster?
Yeah.
Do you remember who the monster doesn't like?
What?
Mr. Lammy.
Go get Mr. Lim, and he'll keep you safe, okay, sweetie?
Okay.
I love you. Go. Go, go. Mwah. Okay. Sorry about that.
Is that Lucille?
Lulu, yeah. She's been up every night this week. It's crazy. One night is the monster.
Oof.
Next night it's, yeah, nightmares.
Wow. She must be so big now.
I feel old, Matilda. Wait, hold on. Oh, she's five. Wait, oh, sorry. I gotta get my headphones figured out.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, okay. Whew, good. Bigger than I'd like her to be, that's for sure.
You know, they say it goes so fast.
That is very true. It does go by fast. Too fast sometimes, but...
Where are you right now?
I'm in the nursery.
The nursery?
I know.
My God, you're such a grown-up.
Again, bigger than I'd like to be.
But, okay, like where are you? Because it's nighttime where you are.
Oh, yeah, right. So we're in New York right now, but we're just here for work. I don't live here.
Oh.
Yeah.
Work. What's work?
Yeah, well, right now it's just press. There's a new book coming out, so, you know, New York. Going into New York.
Yeah. No, yeah, I saw. Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's great.
So, Extremity Plus.
Ugh. Yeah.
Fancy. Yeah.
I do not know if I would call it fancy.
It's progressive, you know? It's cutting edge.
Ooh, I guess. Maybe. I'm in a white-tiled call room surrounded by fellow actors and writers, so, you know, I don't know.
Are they listening to you?
What, my coworker? Extremity Plus, you mean?
Yeah, like, are you, like, bugged or something? Like, do they, like listen to you on, like, your calls and stuff?
Oh, I mean, I hope not, but, like, probably. I mean, I guess it's my job. I don't know.
Yeah, that's so weird. I'm so sorry.
I mean, I don't really worry about it.
So, is it often that you dial your exes at work?
Is it often that you pick up on anonymous numbers?
I always pick up.
Wait, really? Is that safe for you?
It's a phone. Why would it not be safe? What do you mean?
Come on. You're famous, Amy.
I'm successful.
Okay. Come on. The talk shows, the clickbait articles, 40 under 40.
There was like one talk show.
That's what they all say. You're famous.
No, come on. I write cookbooks. I like talk about chicken.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you have a giant kidney-shaped pool that was featured in like this huge two-page spread of Us Weekly. You're legit famous.
I've been very lucky.
Well, you're lucky in that you're famous. You are like the Rupi Kaur of cookbooks, for real.
Okay. Well... That's...
You're the poet laureate of low-sodium bread recipes.
All right. Okay.
You're the wizard of baked potatoes. Come on. When you picked up, I honest to God thought Amy Pell picks up her own phone with, like, an unknown number these days. Come on.
Well, what do you think I do? What's the alternative?
I don't know. The butlers or something.
I don't have butlers, Matilda.
Sorry.
Why are you sorry?
I don't know. I thought that might have been, like, a shitty joke or something.
Whatever. I mean, it's okay.
Sorry.
Fine. You know, I mean, I did have a stalker once, so.
Oh my God! Like a real stalker, shit, really?
Yeah. It was a whole thing.
Are you okay? Sounds awful. What was that like?
It was awful. It was really scary and weird and awful.
But you still pick up your phone.
I'm worried I'm gonna miss something.
Like what?
Like this. So things didn't go well for you in Los Angeles then?
What are you talking about? I'm working at an Extremity Plus call center, making minimum wage, and peddling literal limbs. So I think everything is going absolutely fantastic. Thanks.
It can't be that bad.
Amy, I am telling you, it is that bad.
Really?
No, I mean, kind of. It's kind of that bad, but, like, also not, you know? I mean, it's definitely not as bad as having, like, a literal stalker, but, I mean, you know how it is. LA's weird.
You did star in that one incomparable Christmas commercial.
Well, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Was it worth it?
It's what I did.
But was it worth it?
I don't know. Amy, the hell sort of a question is that, even?
Well, it's just a question. I mean, was it worth it, you know? I mean,
okay, I mean, it's what I just, clearly I decided to do it. It's what I wanted to do at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it will be worth it soon. Next year, tomorrow, I don't know. Whatever, whenever I'm feeling like my life sucks, why did I do this? I'm like, this is a choice you made. You made these choices, and so this is your life, and that's what it is now. And that helps me.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I guess, you know, you made your bed, so, you know, now you gotta lie in it, kind of thing.
Yeah, yep, yeah. I made my bed. Anyway, are you happy now? Is that what you wanted?
Happy?
Like no. What you said, my life sucks, your life rocks, I made a mistake, you are totally vindicated, are you happy now?
I'm not happy that you're unhappy, Matilda.
Okay, I didn't say I was unhappy.
You said your life sucks.
Okay, but I didn't say I'm unhappy.
Do you ever miss me?
Why do you ask?
You said your life sucks. You said you made a mistake. So...
Okay. Do you miss me?
Definitely.
I mean, what do you even think about?
Lots of things. Plenty of things. I think about how my life would have been different if you hadn't gone out to California. You know? Or if I followed you, actually. Think about that sometimes. Yeah. I think about whether I'd been happier that way.
So you're unhappy?
I didn't say that.
Okay. I mean, how could you be unhappy? Your life is the kind of thing people literally dream about.
Yeah, but it wasn't my dream, right? I mean, I didn't, like, set out to become this. It's not like I worked towards it. It just kind of happened.
Okay, but aren't you happy that it happened that way? I mean, don't you like your life? Like, if you're not happy, what's the hope for the rest of us, you know?
Well, that's the thing, right? Well, like, I'm living out other people's dreams. I think I actually might be living out your dream, Matilda.
Okay. Thanks. Ouch.
Everyone in my life, or online, strangers, loved ones, everyone.
No, I'm sorry. I just need to clarify. Making bread cookbooks was never my dream. Talk shows were never my dream. Telling stories that moved people and connected people was my dream.
That's not how it is. That is not how it is. There's no room for my own experience because the fantasy of this experience is so pervasive and so deeply rooted for so many people. I have to make good on, like, everyone else's dream. You know, everyone expects me to be having a specific experience. The experience they imagine being famous as. You know, having a big house.
Having the baby. All of it.
What do you mean?
I was just adding to the list, you know?
Uh-huh.
Your list of... inaccessible blessings, or whatever else. What?
Nothing. No, nothing.
What, Amy?
Well, I don't know why you'd use that tone of voice to describe my life to me.
I don't think, you know? I was using any particular tone of voice, really.
Well, there was a tone, like an undeniable tone.
Okay. There was no tone, Amy. Come on, don't you realize this is exactly what you used to do when we were together?
What? I don't know.
I mean, you would be this, like... all-knowing, always gentle, like, sage person.
We both know that this could have been your life, too. We both know that my life with the partner and the swimming and the baby could have been a life with you.
Okay, I don't think so.
I'd have been happy to just have stayed in Jersey, and you know that.
But you didn't stay in Jersey.
Yeah, but I would have, though.
But you didn't.
Like, I would have stayed if you'd let me.
You married Paolo and had a baby and bought a pool.
You left. So I get to make all the choices I want now. I get to marry a man and have a kid with him. I get to pursue a career, any career.
Yes, I know, and I support that.
Honest
to God, I support that. I support you. I'm genuinely happy for you.
Do you even remember what happened?
We decided we were on different pages about kids.
No. That is not what happened.
You wanted to go to that fertility place, and I said I wasn't ready, and it dovetailed with me getting that job.
No, Matilda, that is so laughably not what happened. That is so not what you said to me.
Okay, so what happened?
You said, you are not what I want. I do not want to be with you. I do not love you anymore, and I'm leaving.
Okay, that is absolutely not how I remember it.
That's not how you remember it.
It's not.
That is what happened.
Deirdre reminded me that Ollie's surprise party is on Wednesday. I told her we'd be there for it.
Okay, yeah.
Will you remind me to pick something up for him on Thursday? I'm gonna be by that cute Toy Store on 3rd anyway.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
What's wrong?
Nothing was wrong.
Something.
No, really, nothing. Nothing, Amy. It's all nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that.
Okay.
What's wrong?
We'll find out what's wrong in just a moment. But first,
I recently got sent a pair of headphones from Master and Dynamic. They're really beautiful headphones, and they sound amazing. And these are wireless headphones. They work great. They look really cool, and they feel really comfortable on your ears, you know. And you can hear this podcast in a whole new way, or your music, or any other podcast, but it's definitely an upgrade to your listening experience. Visit MasterDynamic.com now through November 15th and use the code TRUTH for 15% off your new pair of headphones so you can start listening. Exclusions apply. Now, there's a lot of people who see therapists in this world. You know, we don't really talk about it very much, but a lot of people go to see therapists. It's very common. And there's all kinds of reasons a person goes. You know, sometimes they're feeling depressed. Sometimes they're struggling with relationships, or they have difficulty sleeping, meeting goals. Well, our podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy, and BetterHelp offers online professional counselors who can listen and help. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional counseling done securely online. And our listeners get 10% off their first month of online therapy at betterhelp.com/truth. That's betterhelp.com/truth. Get matched with a BetterHelp therapist and get started. And now back to Phone Bank Kismet.
What's wrong?
No, nothing. Nothing. I'm just, you know, I'm a little tired today, you know.
Okay. Maybe an early bed night.
Yeah, sounds good.
This is good. What's in it?
Vanilla, I think.
It's got a nice floral thing going on. Anyway, Deirdre slipped me the number for her family planning place when I saw her.
Oh.
Last.
Okay.
She's my best friend, Maddie. You said it was okay for me to talk with her.
Yeah, absolutely.
Matilda.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong?
I'm fine. It's fine.
Maddie, tell me.
I just feel stuck. I feel like I'm not, like, I have this life that I've been, like, dreaming of and preparing for years, and it's just, okay. It's like, if I don't make a change right now, if I don't pursue this thing now, I'll never, like, it won't happen.
Mm-hmm.
I've just been feeling like I want a change.
What do you mean?
I just feel stuck. I want to change.
Like you want to move? Is that what you're saying? You want to move somewhere else?
Maybe. I don't know.
Because you know my work is here.
Yeah, I know.
And my parents are here.
Yeah, I know.
So I don't really see us moving.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's something I'm open to talking about.
Amy.
If you want to. I just think I don't think it's something we'd be able to do right now.
I got a call from Wally today.
Wally? You mean your agent, Wally?
Yeah, yeah, I got the job.
Wait, the commercial?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's great! Oh my gosh, Matilda! That's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. So they're actually gonna fly me out, crazily enough.
Oh my god, wow!
It's tomorrow, the flight, and I was thinking I might spend some time there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's definitely something we should talk about.
Well, I'm thinking about it more like me, you know?
I don't know.
I'm thinking about it more like this is something I have to do. Like me, Matilda.
Yeah?
By myself, I was thinking.
Why can't I come?
It's just because...
Is this something you really, truly have to do yourself? Like, is this a conversation about your career?
I'm just saying I want to go by myself.
Yes, I know, but what does that mean?
I don't know. It means that I feel stuck.
Matilda.
That's all. It means that I'm stuck. I feel stuck, and I would like to not feel stuck anymore.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Don't make me say it.
You couldn't even say it.
I didn't know how.
I had to say it for you.
I'm so sorry. It wasn't about kids, though, and it wasn't because I didn't love you.
Why then?
I don't know. I don't know. I can't remember.
You can't remember?
It made sense at the time. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
I mean, it doesn't have to be okay. It's not.
You know something weird? I think about talking to you all the time.
Do you really?
I do. I picture conversations like these all the time. Big, cosmic, closure-y conversations.
And
this was nothing like what I've always pictured.
Sorry to disappoint, I guess.
I mean, how do you feel?
Completely disoriented. Like,
yeah.
Just completely and utterly befuddled.
Right? Like, whenever I picture this, it's always a tearful and heartfelt reunion, and it feels just as good as the first months we were together.
Hmm.
But this is just kind of anticlimactic.
Yeah.
Like, we just sort of ended up squabbling how we did towards the end.
Why did you stay?
What?
Why did you stay on the call so long? I feel like there were so many times when you could have just left. Why did you stay?
Because I love you.
Oh.
And because no one relates to me anymore as Amy. Everyone relates to me as Amy Pell. I think you were the last person who knew me, met me and knew me as Amy.
Come on, that can't be completely true.
And now you even relate to me as Amy Pell. That's what I'm talking about. I become this projection of other people's fantasies, other people's dreams, and I never asked for this. I wasn't setting out to be famous. I was just sad and hurt, and I needed something to do.
Baking?
Yeah. You left, and I needed something to do. Something to do with my hands where I could, like, strangle you. You know?
And I read this article online that was like, baking is a good way to get your aggression out. So I started baking bread. And I was good at it. Good at it. And people started to notice, and that felt good. To have a purpose, to have a trajectory. And then it just became my life. And now it's my life. So thanks, I guess.
You're welcome. What for?
My life. Like, thank you for my life. You gave me my life. I think. I mean, if you would have never left, I would have never started baking. If I would have never started baking, I would have never gotten my job. And if I never got my job, I would have never met Paolo. And if I never met Paolo, I never would have had Lulu.
So you are happy.
It's just my life. You gave me my life. Thank you.
I'm sorry about being like a little weird about the whole, I mean, you know, like seeing you in grocery stores and stuff. That wasn't very fair of me.
It's fine. I'm sorry about needling you earlier.
So you were needling me?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
It's fine. It's really fine. I mean, I kind of deserved it.
This must be a very long sales call for you.
Yeah, it's technically against the rules.
What, to spend company time hashing out ancient history?
Yeah, with Amy Pell, no less.
Such a bizarre trend, huh? Extremity Plus?
It's a bizarre, wonderful company.
Oh, God, that's right. They're recording, aren't they?
Probably, yeah. Which, actually, can I interest you in buying one?
Maybe?
I mean, they'd probably, like, give you one for free, you know, if you offered to, like, do an endorsement or something.
Probably. Yeah.
I'm just doing my job. You know, I bet it would be super helpful during pool time.
Really? How so?
I you know how they are, kicking, splashing.
Yeah, I'm so concerned the paparazzi are going to get their hands on this somehow.
Oof, God.
Okay. You know what? Put me down for a foot.
For real?
Yeah, what the hell? It's a weird night.
Okay. Thanks, Amy.
And this is definitely the first time I've ever bought something via a sales call.
Well, congratulations, Amy. I'm happy for you.
You know, I'm actually local to California now.
I do know.
If you want, you could call me for real sometime.
Okay.
Only if you really want to.
Maybe. Yeah, I'm happy to, you know, provide a tether to the regular people world.
Oh, my God. I want to introduce you to Lulu.
Yeah, totally.
And Paolo.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, well, I hope so. So.
Yeah, maybe.
All right. So, it was really nice talking to you, and I'm serious. You can call me if you really want to. Only if you really want to, okay?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we'll see.
All right. Bye, Matilda.
Bye, Amy. Oh, wait, hold on. Amy?
Yeah.
I'm gonna need your credit card number.
To hear more original stories like this, go to thetruthpodcast.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Our handle is thetruthfiction. Phone Bank Kismet was written by India Kodis and produced by me, Jonathan Mitchell. It was performed by Autumn Gomez-Tagle, Stephanie Ray, Ekaterini Archison, and Sebastian Connolly. The Truth is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX. We're a network of independent, listener-supported, artist-owned podcasts. And you can learn more about all the Radiotopia shows at radiotopia.fm. Our associate producers are Nicole Hill and AC Lamberty. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and you have been hearing
the truth.
Radiotopia.